Sunny Coast News.
Hi, Abby Smith with you to COVID-19 Facts First. Australia's confirmed cases have now risen past 3,000. It's as New South Wales now has more than 1,400 across the state. The death toll stands at 13, while close to 200 people have recovered so far. The World Health Organization has joined UNESCO's Global COVID-19 Education Coalition, a growing number of children now being homeschooled across the world due to the pandemic. Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus says it's important kids' education doesn't suffer as a result.
We're working together to make sure that children everywhere can continue their education with special care for the most vulnerable and disadvantaged communities.
Well, world leaders have met virtually overnight, promising to spare no cost to battle the spread of the virus. The G20 vowing to inject $5 trillion into the global economy and increase manufacturing to deal with shortages of medical supplies. It comes as the UK Chancellor Rishi Sunak announces more help for Britain's self-employed.
The government will pay self-employed people who have been adversely affected by the coronavirus a taxable grant worth 80% of their average monthly profits over the last 3 years.
There's now more than 500,000 cases globally. And Woolworths is set to hire 20,000 people to help out during the pandemic. The roles ranging from e-commerce to the supply chain and their drinks business throughout the supermarket chain. It's as the demand for food and essentials continues to rise across Australia.
You ready?
In sport, the FFA is the latest league to announce it will stand down staff, with 70% affected. The league says it will continually review this situation. And all the talk of NRL pay cuts isn't bothering Dragons star James Graham. He's told Fox Sports most players would keep lacing up the boots on a reduced salary, as footy isn't just a job, it's a way of life for them.
I'm pretty sure most of the playing group, if we weren't getting paid, the standard wouldn't be as high, but I'm sure most of us would play anyway because we love doing what we do.